Bhakti Vinod Thakur Thiru Bhava Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai Radhar Bhanda Thiru Bhava Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai Shri Amavasya Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Nithai Go Primanande Hare Krishna Hare Krishna So Srila Guru Maharaj, he wanted to get the favor of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagati gatopi. Pleasing the Guru is the key to success in spiritual life. So Guru Maharaj is thinking, what would please Srila Saraswati Thakura the most? Observing him, his qualities, characteristics, tendencies. And he, in those observations, point out that although it is Bhaktivinoda Thakura who sent Saraswati Thakura to the holy lotus feet of Gaura Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj for initiation. Still, he said, really, he is wholly given over to the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as evinced in his naming deities, varying themes or combinations of the word Vinod. Right? So, sometimes Srila Gurudev would say, that Srila Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world being irresistibly drawn in attraction to the wealth in the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That way he liked to say it. The wealth in the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we're told the Vaishnavas are Paradukaduki, that comes from Raghunath Das Goswami in praise of Sanatan Goswami and his Bilap Kusumanjali. Bilap means that lamentation in the absence of. So he says, Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasa Prayatne Apayayam Mam Anambipsam Antam Kripam buddhi yat paraduka duki sanatanastvam prabhu asrayami. He's praising Sanatana Goswami, Prabhu, he said, for Vairagya Yuga, for making me drink the nectar of this Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga type Vairagya. And Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur gave the example of how veterinarians or farmers, they make a horse take some medicine. It's not easy. But they have a way, a system, they get the horse and then they like push the medicine down his throat. Then, so Das Goswami, who's, you know, the Vairagya personified, he's saying like that. Taking himself as if he was a attached person. But we know that recently at the Panihati Chiradohi festival, that when Das Goswami's mother suggested, like, we have these columns here, she suggested shackling Raghunath Das. Like, well, we can just, you know, put a bolt with the chain, and the chain can be long, so he can, you know, make his way around the house and go about his work and everything. That was her suggestion. And Das Goswami's father said, Indra, when he's saying, Indra Aiswarja Sama, he's got opulence like Indra, the king of heaven, and Stri Apsarasam, a wife as beautiful as an apsara, you know, a divine goddess in heaven. If that won't keep him bound, what good is this shackle you're going to put on his ankle? He said, for someone who's become a madman for Chaitanya Chandra Mahaprabhu. So, why did I say that? Because of, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur. So, it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as the wealth in his melted heart that brought Srila Saraswati Thakur to this plane. Guru Dham Granthadam Gaura Dhamma Dham Nama Dham Bhakti Dham Buddhi Dham Bande Bhakti Vinoda Dham Sada. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, something Gaura Shakti, like Gadadhar Pandit. Saraswati Thakur is writing the concluding words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, drawing that comparison. You know, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj as Srup Damodar and Sim Bhakti Vinod Thakur has got Adhar Pandit in parallel positions. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we hear, for example, in books like the Bhagavad Arka Marichimala, where Bhagavat son, Puranarko Dunoditaha, Krishnesva Dhammo Bhagate Dharma Gyanadibhiksaha, Kalo Nashtra Dashame Shah Puranarko Duno Dittaha. That Kalo Nashtra Dashame, those who have lost sight, they've lost their spiritual vision on account of the dense darkness of ignorance of the Kali Yuga, they'll get light from the Bhagavat Purana. Like we have these lights here, there's the famous arc lamp that they use in printing and graphics, an arc ray. You know that? What an arc is from two contacts? It's like sun-like. It looks like, that's the comparison, like sun ray, a very intense light. Puranarko Dunodata, we're told the Srimad Bhagavatam, each sloka, we can take it to be one of the 18,000 rays of the Bhagavat sun. That's how it's illuminating Krishna conception in the Kali Yuga. Right? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who descended into this world, as Guru Maharaj said, he's not a practitioner, he descended from the upper world into this plane to distribute something. Otherwise, there's no accounting for the magnitude of wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the form of all the books that he produced, the Jaiva Dharma, the Chaitanya Shikshamritam, and so many others, and the Sharanagati, all the songs, the ability, as Gurudev said, for one who can, who has a grasp, a comprehensive grasp of the whole of Vedic knowledge and understanding, such a person can condense those Vedic teachings into one or two lines, as in his prayers and to Radharani that are sung in the Kartik Radhastami time, where he says that all the Vedas declare, saying that Krishna is the property of Radharani. Radharani and her girlfriends. So Gurudev, this is in one sense an outrageous statement. How can he say that? He said, because he has a total grasp, a comprehensive grasp of the whole thing. So in the Gita we are Paritranaya Sarunam Binashaya Chaduskritam. But in the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Braja Jana Palana Asurakula Nashana. It's even sweeter and more Goloka-specific than what was given in Bhagavad Gita. what's found in the Bhagavad Gita is general. Parichanasa, he'll protect the sadhus and annihilate their opponents. But here, Brajajana, the Brijbasis, he'll protect them. Asurakula Nashana. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says when he was in deep meditation on the Srimad Bhagavatam, which could mean in the early morning hours, there was one disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur who lived in Swarup Ganj, Swananda Sukhada Kunj, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is. He was like next door neighbor. And we've seen there's a cement bench outside the, on the veranda where Bhaktivinoda Thakur would go 3 o'clock so in the morning and take Krishna Nam. But this disciple of Saraswati Thakur, he heard him taking Krishna Nam at 3 a.m. in the morning. And he said it was like piteous wailing. As if, he said, as if someone was crying and utterly devastated by separation and crying out and wailing to their lover. That's the way he heard Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking Krishna Nam at that time. Sometimes we hear he would, after a full day in the court as the magistrate, come home, like take some milk and chapatis, rest from 8 o'clock at night till midnight. Get up at midnight and the whole night write books, chant, sing, write songs, create all the canon for devotional literature for the Krishna consciousness movement. Then after sunrise and some more chanting, singing, then rest a little bit, eat something, then go to work. You know, maybe rest a little bit in the afternoon is the custom. So he said when he was very deeply in meditation on Srimad Bhagavatam. How deep does his meditation go? Gurmurse gives the example of the Apiched Sudaracharo sloka and interpretation. It says Bhaktivinoda Thakur was taking Krishna Nam and walking in the sky. He means in the subtle plane. And we should remember, when we hear about spiritual locations, it's not like mundane cartography, like Thailand is located here, India's here, America's there, China's over here. But spiritual location is based upon consciousness. Vaikunthiyar Prithivyadi Sakala Chanmoy. It's all spiritual conscious substance. That means it's located in a particular plane of dedication. That's why someone can be here and be in that plane at the same time. Tirti kurvanti tirtani svanstaktena gadabrita. It's mentioned in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Tirta bhuta svayam bibo. Where it's being told about great devotees. You yourself are tirthas personified. Wherever you go, that becomes a holy place. Because you're carrying the personality of Godhead in the core of your heart. Back to the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's substantial. It's so great that it can bring Saraswati Thakur down into this plane to join him. So even here, he can be in that domain as evidence in his songs in real time. He's in Vidyanagar seeing Mahaprabhu on the balcony of the house of Vidyavachaspati after he takes sannyas and finishes his tour, and he comes back to Navadvip for a visit. Bhaktivinod Thakur is in the crowd in his song, singing. It's not just a fantasy. As Guru Maharaj said, in defense of the descriptions in the Bhagavatam, what we may not be able to verify from our own position, it can happen in another kalpa, another time, another creation. Why he says that Purana, although Vedas are supposed to be the original spiritual literature, how can the Puranas have information that predates Veda by giving information from another creation? So there are sages, they're in this creation, they were in another universe, in another creation also, and witnessed, observed certain things, and they're sharing that here, right? So Purana not only fulfills the meaning of Veda, but also Purana means old. So it has information that's even before that. So Guru Maharaj said, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his books, it may have happened in a previous kalpa. Don't think that they're imaginary characters. Or what he's, it's in his own words, netihasa nikalpanam. It's not imaginary, it's not historical. I remember the first time I read Saraswati Thakur quoting this. He said, the pastimes of Krishna are not a historical occurrence. What are you saying? They didn't happen? That's not what he's saying. He's saying it's not a historical occurrence. I mean, what is a normal historical occurrence? Something that takes place within the realm of time and space. That means it's temporary. All mundane history is temporary, takes place within the realm of time and space. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about, netihasa nikalpanam, it's not historical in that sense, and it's not imaginary. It's not mundane imagination. It's not poetic imagination. So when he says he was deeply meditating on Srimad Bhagavatam, what type of meditation is that? Guru Maharaj in his Gayatri explanation, when he's parsing the word di, he said, do you think devotees are talking about abstract meditation? Dimahi means like that. You know, meditate on the sun, right? Or meditate on the sun in your heart, right? And one of the first Sanskrit things I ever heard, I was very impressed. I was a teenager listening to radio and someone said, Aditya Hridaya Punyam Sarv Shatru Bina Shanam. It took me 40 years to figure out it's actually a bona fide mantra. But the way they told it, they said, all inauspiciousness disappears from one who meditates upon the sun within his heart. But then it's actually an old mantra that Guru Maharaj knew. But he was saying, what is that? What is illuminating? Atma. Atma means Atma and Paramatma, the Paramatma world. How is the Paramatma world illuminated, the spiritual world? Radha Bhava Duti Subha, by the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. Faith is the halo of Radharani. Radharani is illuminating how to see, to view, to know, to understand, to serve Krishna. Nomi jate bravavuse taridam baraya. Tarit. Isn't there a devotee named Tarit? Tarit. Tarit Krishna. From down under. Yeah, it's taridam baraya. Tarit. It means lightning. Taridambar, the lightning dress, and we give our dandavats to Tarit Krishna, where he is at this time. That's what it means. The lightning dress of Krishna is, his garments are made out of chenmoy. He's covered in his potency. When there's yoga maya samavrata, naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samavrata, mudho yam namijananti, the rest. Loko yam avdam avyayam, something. But, and also, Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham. So, he can be, there's deluding, we can say he's covered by his potency, but one way revealing, one way concealing. Taridambaraya, dressed in the Ladini Shakti. Krishna's Achintya Guna Swarup, Shama Sundar, difficult to see. Isn't your name Shama Madhava?
Yes.
He's also difficult to see. I'm joking. No, but not about Shyam. Shyam, it means that, blackish. But Achintya, when people say, oh, what type of black? We say, we're like happy to see. We posted, what, the monsoon rain cloud recently? You traced one down, right? Tracked it down. And so, mega, Shyama, mega, what's another word? Ganashyam, Shyama Madhava, Ganashyam, Shyama Sundar. So, the potency reveals, and Gaura Shakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this Dhimahi, his seeing. What is the seeing of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? The seeing of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, in common parlance, known as the Krishna consciousness movement. That's what the seeing of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, whatever has been gifted to us by our Guru Varga. It's all from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? And that Bhaktivinoda, he says, when in deep meditation on these things, who came? Srup Damodar, Mahaprabhu's Dvitiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, who's the like Premamoy, he's the storehouse of Krishna Prem and revelations about Mahaprabhu, as we told the other day, that the whole Chaitanya Charitamritam is based on Srup Damodar's notes as extended to Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Srup Damodar told him to collect 1,000 slokas from that Bhagavat son. Right. And he gave him unique explanation of the first 3 slokas, the basis of Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. So Janmadyasa Yataha slok, Sambandha, Dharmak Prochita Kaita Bhotra slok, Abhideya, Nigama Kapatur Galitam Palam, Prayojan Tattva. And some special mystical things about Tejo Vari Mridam and like that. But normally, if someone said these things, we would dismiss them as bogus, dismissed out of hand as bogus. But this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right? He's saying, actually, I shouldn't reveal these things because it might appear as self-aggrandizement, self-certification, self-endorsement. Saying, but, I mean, if I don't reveal how this happened, I might be Guru Druha, you know, not grateful to my Guru. Everything's coming by the grace of Sri Guru. So he reveals that. Right? Now, interestingly, Srila Guru Maharaj, he got some inspiration to take, instead of 1,000, around 300 slokas compilation along these lines. And by the inconceivable will of Krishna, it didn't happen. But he did compose like the introductory slokas, one for Veda Vyas, and as appropriate for this type of work. Naturally, one should be glorifying Veda Vyas. But there's one sloka that's very peculiar that he composed that gives some hint as to the quality of verse selection. Right. So, and that's the pranam for Gadadhar Pandit. Nilambodhi tate sadasa viraha kepanvitam bandabam Srimad Bhagavati katha madiraya sanjivayan bhatya Srimad Bhagavatam sadasvanayanas rupayanai pujayam Goshami prabharo gadadhara vibhur bhuyat madeka gati. Devotees have some aspiration for Guru, for connection with the lotus feet of Sri Guru. But how that will be reciprocated can be very mysterious. How, through whom, to whom, through whom Krishna wants to reveal himself, and in what time and what way. So they're very, the higher devotees are very sensitive about that culture. We talk Gadadhar Pandit, who's is, in Guru Maharaj's words, when Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, when Krishna has taken the heart and halo of Radharani, so he can experience her position himself, the remainder is Gadadhar Pandit. That allows for Kaviraj Goswami to compare Gadadhar Pandit to Rukmini. Otherwise, that would be a faulty comparison. But absent the Bhamabhav, contrary nature, as we're told recently, Das Goswami, after being, he wants to be with Mahaprabhu, talking about Guru. When Gurudev asked Guru Maharaj once, who is Das Goswami's Diksha Guru? Because he was initiated originally by Yadu Nandan Acharya. But Guru Maharaj said, oh, complicated question. Gurudev always asking some like very fine point. He knows this will get at some finer truth. And not to explain all, but at one point, when Das Goswami joins Mahaprabhu, he's put under the care of Srupa Damodar. And after some time, he approaches Mahaprabhu and said, actually, I came here to be with you. And you put me under the care of Srupa Damodar. And that's a very wonderful thing. But I wanted some, you know, personal instructions from you. And so Mahaprabhu says, all right, I can give you personal instructions. And he does. He's very famous. There's, don't eat luxurious food. Don't dress nicely. This, that, the other thing. And then your heart of hearts and your siddha plane, worship Radha and Krishna. Braje Radha Krishna. Manasa Koribe. Said, but the reason I put you under the care of Srupa Damodar is because what I don't know, he knows fully. Right? How is that possible? Is this just some clever repartee? What I don't know, he knows fully. But if we take it that Mahaprabhu, as we hear in these pastimes, Rath Yatra is coming up. He is so lost in divine madness. Srupa Damodar can maintain the composure necessary to assist him in augmenting these his ecstatic emotional interior by singing certain songs, certain slokas. Back to the slokas that will be extracted from the Bhagavatam. So Srup Damodar knows that. Ramananda knows that. And of course, Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit, when was very young, had this reputation of being like detached even as a young boy in Navadvip. And very beautiful and very favorite to many, including Nimai Pandit. But Nimai Pandit was showing his pastimes of being an arrogant scholar. So he would seek out Gadadhar Pandit and engage in some argument and defeat him to the point where Gadadhar Pandit was trying to avoid running into Nimai Pandit. But Nimai Pandit got a lot of joy from teasing Gadadhar in like mock debate and argument. And Gadadhar would sometimes think like, Nimai Pandit is such a beautiful personality and so wonderful in so many different ways, has only one fault, you know, he's not a devotee of Krishna. Until he came back from Gaya mad as a devotee of Krishna, and some, I forget who came and told him, maybe Mukunda said, did you hear the news? Like, what? Nimai Pandit's a devotee of Krishna. No. He's gone crazy. He's chanting Krishna Nam all the time. The names of the gopis. When he goes to Sanskrit class, he's showing how every word means Krishna. And all the grammar is Krishna. Harinamamrita Vyakara and everything. Then happy times came. And Gadadhar is seeing how mad Nimai Pandit is for Krishna. And one, they're all together in a little group, and Mother Sachi's there also. She thinks Nimai has gone so lost his mind since he came back from Gaya. And he's saying, you know, Kahan Krishna Prananath Murali Badan Kahan Karun Kahan Pan Brajandananda. Where is Krishna? Where is that Krishna? And he's asking Gadadhar, where is Krishna? Help me. Help me find the Lord of my heart, our Krishna. And Gadadhar says, well, Krishna's in your heart. And but Mahaprabhu is in divine madness. So when Gadadhar says, Krishna, he's searching for Krishna, Gadadhar says, Krishna is in your heart. Then Mahaprabhu takes his, with his nail, he starts tearing his chest, and Gadadhar comes and stops him. He has the power to stop him from doing that. He's saying, not like that, in other ways. And Mother Sachi said, I like this boy, about Gadadhar, very intelligent. He saw, this Gadadhar can control my Nimai. He said, I'm begging, and it's part of the pastimes too, and Mother Sachi saying, will you always stay with him and look after him? So Gaur Gadadhar, that worship in Petersburg, when we were in Lakta, once Gurudev said, he called it the private bhajan chamber of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And like, that door is shut. Don't try and enter. He said, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's private bhajan chamber. And as Guru Maharaj told, it's a double dose of Madhura Rasa. Gadadhar, Radharani, Gadadhar Pandit, and Mahaprabhu Radha Bhava Subalita. And Saraswati Thakur is always cautioning against those who will try and impose pastimes of enjoyment upon them. This is their acharya lila. Although it is Radharani from Vrindavan and that Krishna, there are no pastimes of rasa like that. They're in acharya lila. distribution mode. Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi tata tutotso sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam boja sudambu rasi. They know how to get us there. They know what they're doing. Don't need some devotees to come and impose all kinds of finite madness upon the pastime. It's so beautiful. Radha and Krishna, they've come in this way. They know how to perfectly take everyone into their divine abode. Chaitanya Leela, Gaur Leela, is the arrangement for that. Vrindavan in distribution mode is Navadvip. Krishna Leelamrita Sar Tar Shata Shatadar Das DK Jaha Jaha Hoite Se Chaitanya Leela Hoy Sarovara Akshoy Manasa Chara Hangsa Jahate. Kaviraj Goswami at the end of Madhya Leela is saying, just let the swan of your mind dive into the lotus of these pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Krishna Leelamrita Sar, it's the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Even the highest section of liberated souls may not gain entrance there. Right? The paramapresta sakis, asulabham, mentioned Upadeshamrita. Very rare achievement. But Gaur Leela is the magnanimous distribution of Krishna Leela. Navadvip has Vrindavan, as Guru said. Navadvip, every atom of Navadvip capable of giving Vrindavan in full. So, anyway, that. So, Swip Damodar, being Lalita Sakhi from Vrindavan, knows the needs of Radharani when she's feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna and the depths of separation. She's very experienced in observing Mahabhav, Mahabhav's Rupini Radha Thakurani, and in rendering service to her. Mahaprabhu is in terra incognito in the heart, being enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani. Cannot account for himself in that sense. So Srup Damodar says, and of course, Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radharani herself, can understand what to supply. Which of those slokas from the Bhagavatam are of the deepest significance and provide the deepest type of spiritual nourishment. But so, what does Guru Maharaj say in his poem? Nilambodhi tata, on the shore of that blue ocean, Puri is sometimes called Nilachala, Nilambodhi, the blue ocean. Who is there? Near Tota Gopinath, Gadadhar Pandit, Svaviraha. Krishna is feeling separation from himself. That means Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, feeling separation from himself. Kepanbitam Bandhavam, in the association of his most dear friend, Gadadhar Pandit. And what is Gadadhar Pandit doing? Seeing his friend suffering deep separation. It's called Bahe Vishajalahoy Bhitare Anandamoy Krishna Premer Adbhuta Charit. The unique characteristic of Krishna Prem is, although it feels this sort of divine love that one has been poisoned, right, externally, Like Gabriel Garcia Marquez passed away recently, wrote a book called Love in the Time of Cholera, comparing someone in love to being afflicted by cholera. That's what it looks like. That's the in the story. They think this person must have cholera. No, they're in love. They're feeling separation. That's what it's saying. Bahye bishajalahoy bitare anandamoy. Externally, as if one is poisoned by cobra venom, you can say. Internally, relishing some sweet, extraordinary nectarine substance. That's what it is. Bitore anandamoy. Krishna premer adbhuta charit. And Rupa Goswami, Elzer says, Sundari Nanda Nandana Parod Nishyandena. What is that sloka? Kalakuta. Anyway, I can't think of it now, but it's also a Rupa Goswami sloka making similar comparison. So Gadadhar Pandit knows the slokas too. So, Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatya. The tenth stage of separation is death. So Mahaprabhu is on the verge of death. Sanjeevayan Bhatya. And Gadadhar Pandit's bringing him back by supplying slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam as if they are intoxicants. Like to give some relief to the heart. Srimad Bhagavati Katama Diriya Sanjeevaya Bhati. Srimad Bhagavatam Sada Swanayanas Rupayanai Pujayam. And as Gadadhar Pandit is supplying these slokas, tears are streaming from the lotus face of Gadadhar Pandit onto the pages of the Bhagavatam, washing away the very slokas that he is singing. As if the tears are like lotus tear flower offerings onto the pages, washing away the poetry. As if it was never to be heard or indicated. And Guru Maharaj said, Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Bibur. The best of the Goshami. Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Bibur. Bhuyat Madeka Gati. Let the collection I'm compiling here and presenting have as my purpose to propitiate Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So on account of that result, Srinivasacharya was sent to Gadadhar Pandit to learn the Bhagavatam. Right? But when he comes, what Gadadhar Pandit wants to teach him, those slokas have been washed away from the pages of the book. So he has to send them to Navadvip, they have to, it takes a few weeks to make a new book. Right? When he returns, Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. So then who is supposed to give the teaching to that aspiring disciple who wants the grace of Sri Guru? Which agent, at which time, for what reason and what purpose? Janmadyasya yatonvayat itaratas cha arteshu avigya sarat. Only Krishna knows. It's all the divine will of Krishna. To whom, through whom, he will reveal himself, at what time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a handful of disciples, but produced all the wealth of the present-day Krishna consciousness movement, right? And gave guru in the form of Saraswati Thakur to distribute that wealth. And Guru Maharaj, just to conclude with this, so to get the favor of Saraswati Thakur, if I glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur properly, that will please Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and I'll get his grace. So he wrote the Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, and many things are there. Where he's saying, what you've given has exceeded Ramanuja and Madhva. You've surpassed the other acharyas. You revived the sampradaya when it had wandered off, and dharmas charma gateva satata yogas bhogatmako. Many slokas are there, and very beautiful comparisons Guru Maharaj has given. But one in particular captured the attention of Saraswati Thakur. This was written in the lifetime of Saraswati Thakur. Sri Gauranamatam Srupa Biditam Rupa Agrajain Adritam Rupa Dye Pariveshitam Ragu Gunai Ashvaditam Sevitam Jiva Dye Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevan Amritam Aho Taddatum Isho Bhavan. And Sri Gauranamatam Srupa Biditam, just like Kaviraj Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Srupam Bibrano Jagatatulyam, he's saying, the full reason for the descent of Mahaprabhu is known only to Srupa Damodar. And that means many things to us. One of the things it means is anyone who says anything that does not line up and echo the sentiments expressed by Srupa Damodar, we dismiss that as being apocryphal or just bogus. It must come in the line of Srupa Damodar. Ramananda, ek Ramananda, there aren't two. Right? Sri Gauranamatam Srupa Biditam Rupa Agrajain Adritam. This is Guru Maharaj. He's actually glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so he's saying, he's going to show us that what is the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world? Well, who knows fully but Srupa Damodar why Mahaprabhu descended. That means Chaitanya Charitamritam. It's not all revealed explicitly in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Right? So it means Srupa Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas, Rupa Agrajain Adritam, and the elder of Rupa Sanatana Goswami, Adritam, he's worshipping, it is his worshipable divine substance. Rupa Dye Pariveshitam, and Rupa and his followers, they're through the Bhakti Rasa Shastras extending that. Raghu Ganai Ashraditam, and Raghunath Das, and Krishna, they're tasting this. And unlike mundane substance, if somebody tastes something, it's minus that taste, right? It's less. And in a spiritual circle, by their tasting it, what's the outcome? It's becoming enhanced. The contribution of Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they're enhancing what is already inconceivable nectarine substance, becoming more relishable, being tasted by them. Jiva Dyaya Birakshitam, and Jiva Goswami doing his service to the Sampradaya by protecting this. You see, things that are very valuable, they have to be protected, right? From adulteration, modification, theft, out and out theft. Those who would challenge its legitimacy, its authenticity, Jiva Goswami, Baladev Bidyabhushan, and Sri Jiva Tejastiti, Srila Saraswati Thakur, in the mood of Jiva Goswami also, protecting the Sampradaya, and Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Rakkak, Sridhar Dev Goswami, the guardian of devotion. Right. Sukha Shiva, Brahma, and Uddhava, a gradation, saying that Sukadeva Goswami Shiva, Brahma, Uddhava, Asamaho Chodarainu Jushamahangsham, that Uddhava, they're aspiring for a drop of this substance. What is it? Sri Radha Padasevan Amritam. Prabodhananda said, Radha Sudamburasi. Right? Yata yata gora pitaravinde vindeta bhaktim krita punarasi. Tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam sudamburasi radha rasa shudhanidhi. The nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Gurumaharaj is saying, that is what is the Krishna consciousness movement. That is what Bhakti Vinod Thakur came to give to the world. Aho, that is your wonderful, inconceivable gift to the world. And through the agent of your dear Dvaita Das. So having identified what this is, what does Gurumaharaj say? Oh, so I want a direct connection with you? No. He's saying, if you, in the next sloka, if you will give me your grace to be one of the insignificant servitors of your dear Dvaita Das, then I will consider myself very fortunate. Hare Krishna. Srila Saraswati Thakur, he had a disciple named Bhagavat Janananda. As we're told, those who are eager, whose eyes are awakened, they'll find traces of divinity everywhere and everything. Right? So this disciple of his, who is not significant in conventional, stereotypical ways, he left the world, maybe prematurely or something. And Gurumaharaj said, Saraswati Thakur was found lamenting, saying, oh, Bhakti Vinod Thakur came to me through him, and I could not recognize him. That, he said. And he named one of his mats after him, the Bhagavat Janananda Gaudiya mat. So what I mean to say by invoking this is, when we're dealing with particular spiritual substance, and talking about these divine personalities, then we will also look for those traces of divinity. And if we find our God brothers and God sisters bring about some remembrance of the holy lotus feet of Sri Guru, we should thank our lucky stars for that. Everyone has some capacity for reflection, and their hearts are mirrors. The heart is like a mirror. They all are God brothers and God sisters. They've submitted themselves to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. They're reflecting some spiritual substance that's very valuable for us. And we're happy to have their association and be surrounded by them, insulated by spiritual protection. So, Gurudev, I recall in his veranda in Calcutta saying once, just in a particular divine mood, there was a whole group of his disciples assembled there, and he said, oh, you are all gifts of Guru Maharaj. That's how he was saying them. He didn't think, you're all mine. And he was saying, no, you're all, it's Guru Maharaj's mercy. You're all gifts of Guru Maharaj to help me in his seva. That's the proper angle of vision. Saraswati Thakur called his devotees Prabhu, which is generally reserved for Guru. He's seeing disciples as Guru. Oh, I'm unfit to do the desired service. My guru is manifested in the form of so many assistants. That way it's happy and reciprocal. Bhaktivinod Thakur was sometimes worried about Srila Saraswati Thakur, how he would get on in life. Because some reports would come, he'd be arguing with students in the school in favor of Krishna conception, and like a father-son talk. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur would say, you know, I'm a little worried about you, how you're going to get on in life. You know, and Saraswati Thakur said, don't worry about me, I'll manage. And how did he manage? He had a vision. The Panchit Tattva appeared to him, saying, Prabhu, you just preach this Krishna consciousness movement. We'll supply all your necessities. Don't worry about that. Guru Maharaj wrote me in a letter. We started preaching about him in earnest, and I was thinking, like, I don't have any money. I mean, literally, not like in a metaphoric sense. Literally. And at the same time, I got a letter from Guru Maharaj saying, I'm pleased with you, Prabhupada's pleased with you. And, you know, he said, and if you want to do this sincerely, he said, Mahaprabhu will supply all the paraphernalia necessary for your service. And we see that happening again here. Primary agency is Avadhut Maharaj and his team, but Paramananda Prabhu and I were just discussing that Krishna obviously has some plans for seva here, to assemble the servitors for the seva. And Giriraj Govardhan came in and just took over. So there's, you know, as we know, he tested Madhavendra Puri. Sometimes you get some seva that tests you. It seems like, I can't do this. Madhavendra Puri was an old sannyasi when he was told in dream by Giriraj Gopal, the deity Gopal on Giriraj Govardhan, that he should go to Orissa and collect around 40 kilos of sandalwood and a bunch of camphor and bring it back because I'm hot. And he happily, he went to do that, and you had to like get papers and stamps, and I mean, it's India. Think about it. It was still India. You're trying to like carry through different borders, and all this sandalwood. Gopal was testing him. And he passed the test. When he passed the test, and Gopal appeared again and said, actually, you know, Ramadi Murti, did you read the Brahma Sangita? That deity is also me. You can give all the sandalwood pulp to Gopinath. So who knows what the Lord has in store, but it's always seva, seva opportunities. And that's what's come here. And we like this place to be like filled with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's conception, which means Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, like that, who remind us substantially of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Hare Krishna. One, at the time of his passing, one of the higher up, maybe B.P. and Paul said, seventh Goswami. We've heard of the sixth Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seventh Goswami of that caliber. And then Goswami, Prabhu Gadadhara Vibhur. If Saraswati Thakur seemed like Gadadhara, then that's the same thing. Goswami, Prabhu Gadadhara means the best of them. So, Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Tirubha Mahamahotsav Titi Ki Jai Srila Gadadhara Panda Tirubha Mahamahotsav Titi Ki Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Go Premanande.